And that brings us to the end of our first and final round.
Doobie,
I'd like to thank you for being on our show. And second place sucks. See ya, wouldn't want to be ya. And Goober G, could you come up here?
Where's my new car?
From all the people at SNL, I'd just like to say we think you know a little bit too much about us, and we're giving you a transfer membership to Awana West. See you later. And Twilight, you have made it to the final round. Bonus round question is, they used to call him Night Train. Yes?
That would be John Travolta.
No, I'm sorry. And as our first prize winner, for showing that you put principles before personalities, we would like to offer you a free lifetime membership to Alcoholics Anonymous. Welcome everyone to keep coming back for next year when we do Who Does Who?
Wow. All right. That was a very creative kind of a gig, man.
Yeah, it was.
That was pretty cool. Thanks. Thank you. Well, while they're taking the stage down here, I just wanted to ask my homie here. Homie? Holmes? Yes. Do I look natural saying Holmes? I don't think so. Nah. I'm going to try. I'm going
to
keep practicing.
I'm trying to
Holmes.
Teach you.
What's up? I didn't know. What's up? I didn't know you were the poster boy of AA, man.
Please.
In Santa Clara County only, or what's the scoop?
Does everybody believe Jim B?
Come on. No. So listen, what do you... You've been around here. You got any reasons in 1994 why you think possibly you ought to stay sober?
Yes, I got some I just wrote down right here.
Did you really?
Just happened.
Why don't you share those with the folks?
The reasons not to drink in 1994...
Give us one at a time, brother.
Paid our share of the alcohol taxes until the year 2994!
That's one reason.
Got another reason.
I want to share with you a reason. Let me share a damn reason.
You go ahead.
I want to share a reason. A reason not to drink in 1994. As tough as it may be, trudging is easier than crawling. That's that one. It's a reason. It's a damn reason, man.
Let me give you another reason.
Oh, come on. Do it.
Good reason not to drink in 1994.
Yes, tell us.
No bench space left in St. James Park.
Oh, wow. That's a reason. Come on, it's a reason. Work with us a little bit. You work with other athletes.
Come on, give me a reason.
I'm going to give you a damn reason right now. I'm going to give you a damn reason. A reason not to drink in 1994 would be, if you didn't already make the doer's profile, baby, it's too late now. Okay.
Well, let me top that.
That's going to be easy to do. Top.
Good reason not to drink in 1994.
Yeah, tell us.
Charles Manson is looking for a roomie.
That's a reason. Now, that's a reason, man. That's a damn reason. Whew. He probably wouldn't be that sweet to you. He might be sweet to you, though, Holmes. Yeah. Holmes, we got another act.
It's getting close. I want to share one quick thing before we go. Check the time, folks. Check the damn time. Woo! It's close. 1993. If you haven't done all your goals in 1993 by now, it's late. You better be going home and write that fourth step. The next act we got is a standard act, isn't it, Holmes?
Oh, absolutely.
Holmes?
From the Far East.
Get that, Holmes.
We have X-Ray, the Unscrupulous. John Blake and his sidekick, Lenore. Give him a hand.
Let's give him a big hand. Give him a big hand.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we have a visitor from the East. East Sunnyvale. Seer, sage, soothsayer, and the former dog catcher to the stars, the all-seeing, the all-knowing, the all-screwed-up, X-Ray the Unscrupulous! I hold in my hand 10 envelopes, which have been sealed in a mayonnaise jar on Diane and Perry Olson's porch since noon today. As any 4-year-old child can plainly see, they have been hermetically sealed. No one has seen the question sealed inside these envelopes, but you, oh great one. In your mystical and borderline fashion, we'll divine the answers. The first envelope.
The answer is, she went to work at Marine World Africa, USA.
The answer is, she went to work at Marine World Africa, USA.
Whatever happened to Jennifer and Pamela's hairdresser? You're too kind. The answer is 10,000 tiny little body bags.
The answer is 10,000 teeny tiny little body bags.
What did Roy Lowe get for Christmas? The answer is a Kelly Moore roller.
The answer is a Kelly Moore roller.
What does Valerie Clifford use to put on her lipstick? The answer is tanned and bleached with lots of snacks within her reach.
The answer is tanned and bleached with lots of snacks within her reach.
How do you spot Cheryl White at 30 paces? The answer is, 580 to 680 to 280 to 880 to 101 to 85. First exit, second right, three U-turns. First corner on the left.
The answer is 580 to 280 to 680 to 101 to 85 to... What he said.
How does Woody get to the nearest 7-Eleven? The answer is Tracy Godfrey.
The answer is Tracy Godfrey.
Who just landed the starring role in Disney Studios' first soap opera, Tinkerbell Bites the Dust? Thanks. For the refill.
Thanks for the refill.
What did Victoria say when Kenny blew in her ear? The answer is, ask Bridget.
The answer is, ask Bridget.
So, if you don't want to be a sponsor, how can you have lots of babies?
There will be counseling available for the victims.
The answer is, he was tired of that nickel-dime operation.
The answer is, he was tired of that nickel-dime operation.
Why didn't John Foley run for re-election?
Ladies and gentlemen, I hold in my hand the last envelope.
May a band of sex-crazed Turks camp out in your sister's foyer. The answer is talent.
The answer is talent.
What separates Richard Simmons from Billy Dee?
Okay. Richard Simmons. Shit, I think he's kind of cute. He's kind of a cute guy. On a higher note of entertainment, our next act, incidentally, John Blake goes to meetings in Los Gatos, okay? Don't go there. It happens to you. Our next act, very excited about introducing this act. Please. Give a big round of applause and a lot of support for Billy M. singing Amazing Grace.
the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see, was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangerous toils and snares, I have already was grace that brought me saved thus far, and grace will lead me home. When bright shining as the sun, we'll know less days to sing God's praise than when we first praise God, 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 praise God.
Hallelujah.
That was great. Woo! Glad I brought a couple handkerchiefs. That was excellent. We got our next act, and it's Dave Dixon and his and friends. Here they are. Thank you.
Wow.
Woo.
Woody, help me. But I'll be strong, that's my thing.
Hey, Kevin. God, that was a great act, huh? High energy? Wow, they had it.
Yeah.
They had it. Very, 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 very creative. Listen, Kevin, could you just make a note, though, for next year? Just write yourself a little note that we're hoping for a little more bass out of your system for next year. Okay, babe? That's, the bass wasn't enough. Just a note. Just a notation. That's cool. Woody? Huh?
All right. You guys are celebrating tonight, New Year's, with our friends and the D Brothers!
Yes!
Woo! Sober, too! Sober and clean!
It's pretty exciting.
Is my sponsor here?
No, he's not here.
Scared me.
Okay, we want to go over. We're getting down to midnight. The bewitching hour.
Yeah.
We got one little procedural thing to go over with you all. What we're going to do is my main man, Woody D., is going to do the famous countdown to midnight after our last act. And then what we're going to do is we're going to pass the hat in the famous AA tradition of put money in, don't take no money out, okay?
Yeah.
That'd be very cool if you take no money out. Because we're going to pass the hat, not for SNL, not for AA, but for our DJ, for our dance, Little Miss Kim.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Let's give her the hand.
Because we're going to have a dance, man. We're going to boogie till 2 in the morning. And so please don't nobody go nowhere. You stay right here. You don't want to go out on that highway. You want to stick around here and dance. So after the final act, after the countdown, after the whole thing, we're going to pass these buckets. These damn buckets. These goddamn buckets. We're going to pass them. You put the money in. Don't take nothing out, okay? Because it's all going to go to Kim. And that's cool. No checks, okay?
No food stamps.
There will be no checks
either.
And no food stamps. So everybody's been having a good time. The crowd's getting a little restless, but we're all cool. Because we're excited about 1994. Woody?
It's been great, Billy.
It's been great.
I've really enjoyed it. You know, I always wanted to be a star.
Well, keep coming back. Because you got a long way to go. But it's cool. Okay. Looks like they're ready. So here we are. Your lipstick looks great, man. John Blake. Give me a break, John. But it does look good. I'm glad you asked. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay, our final act tonight. Kevin and Val sing an original song. You're free to move on this song because it's going to make you want to move, okay? There they are.
Happy New Year's, everybody. Check, check, check.
Check, 1, 2.
Check, check, check.
Check, 1, 2, check. Check, 1, 2, check.
The one that made me feel I I've been blinded by your light. I've been blinded by the light, yeah. I've been blinded by your light. You lay the ground for me to walk on.
That's our show.
So right now we gotta kinda go out, and then we'll come back for the dance.